The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem Gimel, and we're about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis, moving along in Perek Mishemeis, which as we saw is a continuation of the sugyas of Yesh Noichlin, sugyas that deals with Dine Yerusha, laws regarding a Shchiv Mera, and specifically the sugya that we left off with yesterday, which is the halachas regarding mezakeh l'uber. There was a person that told his wife, Nichsi libni diyahavloch minach, I want to give over all my nechasin, all my possessions, to the children that I'm going to have with you. So this is a man who's newly married. He has no children with this woman. So these children are not only in the state of Uber, but they're completely loy bala oilam. They're not in the world yet. And this man is obligating himself to give all his nechasim one day to the children that he's going to have. This woman, also break kishisha. So this man had a son, an older son from a different wife. He walked into the room. Omalea, who gavra mait havi Allah? And what's with me? Ich bin ol chamam azakin. Omalea, so he told him, zil kinik echad mi bra. True, I shouldn't have left you out. You can also have, just like I'm giving these other boys, says the Gemara, that's pashit, that when those boys are born, those children from this wife that he just gifted his nechasim to are born, they're not going to get anything. Why not? Dakati lesnu, because they're not ba'olam. And even though we saw yesterday, there's a man Amar Sheshes who holds mezakeh l'uber kano, that's only an uber. But in this case, the children weren't even in the state of uber, says the Gemara. But hi, what about this son? Is chulik l'talya b'mokam b'ni, or less chulik l'talya b'mokam b'ni? On the one hand, this Bar Kishisha, this son is alive. So being that he's alive, and the father just said, yeah, you could also have, so maybe he's ba'olam, his gift is going to be chal. Or perhaps no. What would be the tzadna? Because although he told this boy that he'll give him a gift, but he told him that he'll give him a gift the same way he's giving the other sons. And the other sons are not getting anything. So being that the other sons aren't getting anything, maybe he shouldn't be able to get anything either. Says the Machloikis, says the Gemara, it was a huge, big time Machloikis Ameiro. Rab Abin, Rab Yaishov, Rab Yermi, Yadami, Ischilik, Latayib, and Malkam Day. They all paskin that although the sons that weren't Ba'olam yet, even when they become Ba'olam, would not be able to receive this gift, but this son who was Ba'olam was able to get the gift. Rab Avo, no, even though this son, the Brei Kashisha, is Ba'olam, but being that the father was Toila, the gift of the Brei Kashisha, in the gift of the other sons, and the other sons cannot receive their gift because they're not Ba'olam, the Brei Kashisha would not be able to receive this gift either. So Rabbi Avo was one of the ones that said that this older son would not be able to get his gift. Rabbi Yirmiyah was one of Amiram that said he would be able to get it. So Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yirmiyah, who are on two opposite sides of the aisle, tell Hilchas Akava Son, Hilchas Akava Saichu. Rabbi Avo asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, is that locha like you or is that locha like us? Amaleis, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, but you would expect him to say, Pshita the Hilchas Akava Son. Of course, that locha is like us. Why would I have said it if the halacha is not like us? And then he added a reason. You know why? Because we're older than you. The halacha is not like you. So apparently, if you would have lined up the three amayiroim who said that the older son does get against the three amayiroim that said that the older son does not get, you would realize a distinction. That one group was a lot older than the other group. So Rabbi Yirmiyah and his chabura were older than Rabbi Avo and his chabura. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said that if you have a shaila in halacha, and poskim say this way, and poskim say that way, now you could resolve the shaila. Let's look at the age of the respective amiram. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, me and my amiram, who said that the older son does get, we're all older, so it's pashut that we're going to get it. Amalei Sarfavo told Rabbi Yirmiyah, midibikish shuza talya milsa. I never realized that when it comes to halacha, you're supposed to do a bio, a little background search on the amiram, find out who's older, and based on that, make these decisions. B'taima talya milsa. Shouldn't it be talya and svara? B'taima mai. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, okay, if that's the case, and you seem to think that you have such a festa svara over here, what exactly is that festa svara? So he told him, Zilagabed, Rabbi Abin, das Barten Halei. Rabbi Abin, who also held like you. He also held that the older son was supposed to get it. I explained to him why I thought that he was wrong, that the older son should not get it. And when I explained it to him, the Karkish Pei Reisha Bei Midrasha, he shuffled mit the cup, which I took as him insinuating that he agreed. So go to him, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Abin will explain to you what I already told. No reason for me to repeat it. Also, like Abbas, Rabbi Yirmiyah goes to Rabbi Abin. On my way, Rabbi Abin told him, I'll tell you what Rabbi Avoh told me. Told me very good svara. If somebody would go over to his friend and say, I want to be makna this to you, and I want to give it to you just like I'm giving it to a chamor, would the recipient be able to get the gift? No, because a chamor can't be koina. So if a chamor can't be koina, and I tell you that you could be koina in the same way that a chamor is being koina, I'm messing with you. Now the truth is, in Shas, you find this idea. If somebody messes with somebody else, b'shata nibach, is it a koyach hatayna in chesh mishpat? Is it not a koyach hatayna? Eino de moitzi dvar v'batala. Why would I say it if I didn't mean something? So it touches on many, many sugyas in Shas. But as it relates to what we do, which is daf yomi, and that is, he told him, listen, at the end of the day, he did the father tell the older son, I'm going to give you my nechassim, but he said, I'm going to give it to you just like I'm giving it to my sons that are not ba'olam. The sons that are not ba'olam are the equivalent of the chamar. They're not donkeys, but in this legal, technical sense, in terms of their ability to acquire the nechassim, they are like a donkey. Because just like a chamar can't be kind of, those boys couldn't be kind of either. Why? Because they're not ba'olam. So at the end of the day, being that he told the older son, you should be koina like the sons that will be born later will be koina, and those sons cannot be koina. It's as if he told him, kinike chamar, and it's for that reason you don't get it. How do you know it's so pashit that if somebody tells somebody, kinike chamar, the kin is on the kin, did we learn, kinike chamar, loikana. If somebody tells somebody, be koina like chamar, it doesn't work. At the chamar. What if somebody tells somebody a little bit different? I want to be makna to you and to a chamar. So he didn't say, I want you to get it just like the chamar. The kuf. The kaf adimyan, that's what says that for sure the person can't be koina. Because he's clearly saying that you should get it just like the chamar. If the chamar can't get it, then you should be able to get it either. Here he didn't say you should get it like the chamar. But he said, I want to give it to you and to a chamar. What's the halach over there? Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman said, kona mechza. That the person that he's talking to. So if Reuven told this to Shimon, Shimon would get half. The other half was intended for the chamar. Obviously, the chamar can't get it. But at the very least, Shimon will be able to get his half. And it's not like kichamar, because he didn't make the two tallies abazah. He wasn't toilo, Shimon being koina, with the chamar being koina. Rav Nuna, amalei amar klom. Rav Nuna says, no, it's the equivalent of at kichamar. And just like kni kichamar doesn't work, at vichamar won't work either. Rav Sheshes is the third, the other extreme, kona hakoil, that he's basically saying, you should be koina, the chamar should be koina. Being that the chamar cannot be koina. So essentially, he's being makna everything over to him. Rav Sheshes did not mean to. How do I know this? So I said, Rav Sheshes, how do I know again? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, I want to be makna something to you. I want to give it to you and to the chamar. The chamar can't be koina. But the question is, how much is Shimon koina? Is Shimon koina nothing? Is Shimon koina half? Or maybe Shimon's koina everything. Rav Sheshe said, he's a koina hakel. He gets everything. How do I know that? Tanya Lointed Abbas, Yezer Bezer said, in the Chomar B'kishos, Ela Pnimi Shaboy. So kishos is a certain type of herb, a certain type of vegetable. And this kishos is made up of a bitter part and a sweet part. The inside of the kishos is bitter. The outside of the kishos is sweet. Afichach, it's for that reason that kishahu toireim, if somebody is giving truma on kishos, moisef al achitz en shabay v'toyer. He has to be careful, because there's a halacha in truma that you can't be toyerim minara ala yaf. So when a person gives truma, there's certain rules and regulations that he has to follow. For example, it has to be mibaminai. So when I'm mafris trumas, maestras, if I'm being mafresh trumas and maestras on corn, I have to take corn to be mafresh on behalf of corn. I have to take grapes to be mafresh on behalf of grapes. It has to be mimina. Additionally, it can't be minara la yafa. You can't take an inferior type of grain and use that as the truma on behalf of the better quality, the superior type of grain. It's for that reason that when you're mafresh trumas from kishos onto kishos, you have to be sensitive. Because kishos has a bitter part and it has a sweet part. Now, if you're using the sweet part, which is the yofa of the kishos, on behalf of other kishos, that would be fine. But if you use the mar part, the bitter part, on behalf of the kishos, that's an issue. Now, when you take kishos, you're going to take the bitter and the sweet. The problem is, you don't know if the kishos that you're using has the same proportion of sweet to bitter as the kishus that you're being mafreshed on behalf. So that if the kishus that was used as the truma has more bitter than sweet, and you're using it to pater kishus, which has more sweet than bitter, essentially what you're doing is you're being mafish min ara ala yafa. So what you're supposed to do, the halach is, you're supposed to be moisef. So if ordinarily the sheer truma that you were going to give was echad mechamishim, was 1/50th, for example. So you can't just take one kishos on behalf of 50 other kishos, because maybe the one that you have has more bitter than some of the kishos that you're using on its behalf. So you're moisef ala chitzon. You have to take a little bit more kishos. You add a little more than the 1/50th, but not an entire new kishos, a little bit more from the chitzon, the toirim, and by that you'll be able to give truma. But the Gemara asks Akasha, at the end of the day, if when a person uses kishos, you have to help cup to get the tushla. If when a person uses kishos, there's the good and there's the bad and the ugly. What's the good? The good is the chitzon, that's the sweet. What's the bad? That's the inside. That's the man. So essentially, you're using something that you could use for truma and something that you can't use for truma. The problem is, shouldn't that be like at v'chamar? What was at v'chamar? I'm being makna this to you and to a donkey. I can be makna to you, I can't be makna to a donkey. The question is, because I stole to the chamar over here, did I mess you up or did I not mess you up? Says the Gemara, let's draw a parallel. I'm taking now something I could use for truma and something I can use for truma. Because I use something that I can use for truma, did I mess up the thing that I could use for truma? I could use the chitzain, I can't use the pnimi. I use the chitzain and the pnimi. It says clearly it's okay, as long as I'm moisef a little bit of chitzain. But am I at v'chamoiru? Once I use mar, I can be moisef as much chitzain as I want. Shouldn't it be the equivalent of at v'chamar and be an issue, says Rav Sheshes, Elamai, what do you see from here? You see, at v'chamar, kana, it works. So says Rav Sheshes, b'no amin Allah, you know where I know my halacha in Chishon Nishpat regarding at v'chamar? I learned it from Hilchas Trumos. I learned it from the law of the kishos, but the Gemara says it's not a tzushta, kashani hasam. Over there, it could be it's different. Demedei raisa truma mal yasei. Over there, if you did use the mar on behalf of the kishos, it would work midai raisa anyways. Because it's true, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to be toirem min ara ala yafa, but that's only dindra rabbanan. Midai raisa, you could be toirem min ara ala yafa. And midai raisa, if you're toirem min ara ala yafa, the truma is chal. Domer rabbi you love me, now you're toirem min ara ala yafa, the truma is the truma. How do you know that if somebody is toirem min ara ala yafa, that the truma works? Shenemar, we learn it from a pasuk. Shenemar, veloy sisu olav chet, baharimchan es chelboi. Mimenu, the Torah says, make sure that you're Torah min ha-yafa al-ara. Because if you're going to be Torah min ha-ra al-yafa, you're going to get a very big avera. Says the Gemara of him, ain't a kaddish. Now, if when you're Torah min ha-ra al-yafa, the truma is not chal, nasi yaschat lava. Why should it be an avera? I mean, it only makes sense that you should get an avera. It should be a bad thing if you're Torah min ha-ra al-yafa, if the truma is chal on the ra when you're Torah min ha-ra al-yafa. But if the truma is not chal when you're Torah min ha-ra al-yafa, then the Nesias Chet Lama. What did you do wrong? Because you went through the motions? Because you acted as if the Truma was... There was no Truma Chal anyway, so no damage was done. Why should there be an Aver? Mikan. So from here we know, Terim Arel Yafa, Truma Sejuma. But bottom line says, the Gemara, it's not a Tzushta. At the Chamar, the Chamar is not Koina. Not Midei Raisa, not Midei Rabona, not Midei Vrei Seifrin. It's not the Minig, nothing. The Chamar can't be Koina. He has no Sheiches to it. So maybe at the Chamar is a problem. You see that when you're Torim min Ara ala Yafa, the Truma's not Chal. Yet, if you're Torim min Hayafa and min Ara ala Yafa, the Truma's Chal, why don't we say that the Yafa is like the At, the Ra is like the Chamar, and if at the Chamar doesn't work, then Yafa and Ra on behalf of Yafa shouldn't work either, says the Gemara. It's very different, because at the Chamar has no Sheiches to the Kinyan, as opposed to Ra and Yafa, even the Ra has a Sheiches, because Midai Raisa, the Truma, in fact, would have been Chal. Omalei Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, Masif Rav Avya Tufto. I heard another kasha on the Shita, on the Shita of At V'chamor. Maisa B'chom Mishnah Shem Mehem Shtei Echayis. It was a story with five women. Two of them were sisters. Felika Echal Kikola Shal Teinim. And a man took a kilkola, a cluster of Teinim. V'shal Lehen Oisa belonged to the women. V'shal Shvi Esa Oisa was a Shemitah year. V'omar, and he tells these women, Arei Kulcha Mikudasha Yisleep Kikola Zayis. I want you all to be married to me with this kilkola that I gave you. V'kibla Achas Memal Yidei Kula. And one of them was appointed a shliach to accept This kolkolo shall tehin him on behalf of all these women. Amru chachamim, the chachamim paskin, ein achayus mikudashes. The sisters aren't married. Why aren't the sisters married? Because you can't marry two sisters. If you can't marry two sisters, you can't marry any of the sisters. It's really totally the machlekes of Ayvirova, kedushin of Mesurin Labia, Havi kedushin, Leavi kedushin. If it sounds familiar, that's when we learned it exactly. We learned this together, Mesachtes kedushin, kedushin of Mesurin Labia, that's the kuf and yal kagam. Bottom line is, we want one piece from this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Achayus with the im makachas. There were five women that technically were going to get married with this kolkolo shaltenim. They pointed one shliach who's accepting it now on behalf of the five women. Says the Gemara. Two of them are sisters. The other three don't even know each other. The two sisters, they're out. They can't get married because that's kedushin she'enim asur lebi. The other three are married. Frate the Gemara, if you had one ma'isa kedushin that could work for three, can't work for two. It's like at v'chamar. You and a chamar. It works for the at. It doesn't work for the chamar. And what's the halacha? Hanachrias mikudasha. It's v'amai at v'chamari. So it's a right that at v'chamar works. Amalei. So Rav Ashi tells Rav Mordechai. This was Rav Mordechai's kasha that he heard in the name of Rav Avya. That he's relating to Rav Ashi. You got the names? Rav Mordechai is talking to Rav Ashi, and he tells him, Masif Rav Avya Tufti. The Rav Avya asked the following question. Rav Ashi responded, it's interesting. Haynu dechazoi Rav Huna bar Avya b'chelmo. I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw Rav Huna bar Avya, the Masif Rav Avya Tufti. And in the dream, he told me this kasha. Sounds like he must have been Rav Avya's son, Rav Huna bar Avya. He told me this kasha from Rav Avya, and he answered the kasha. He said, Lav mi akim na domar, ruim akim lebi etes kadashli. Maybe that case was... It was talking where the man said specifically, I don't mean to marry all five women necessarily. Any one of the five women that I can marry, I want to marry. So being that he made it very clear that he only wants the Kedusha to be Chal on whom it could be Chal, it's not Ad V'chamar. Ad V'chamar, you're suggesting, I want to give the gift to you and I want to give the gift to the Chamar. So being that he said specifically, I want to give it to you and I want to give it to the Chamar, his das is to give it to both. It doesn't work for the Chamar. So that's the big Shaila over here in the Amiran. Rav Nachman and Rav Hamnuna and Rav Sheshes, does it work for the At or does it not work for that? Is it Mechta? Is it Kula? Is it nothing? But if he said specifically that I only wanted to go to Aruya Mekem Labiyah, then Fashtet Zachalein, it's not going to be an issue. Another Gemara. Huda Amalei Ledevisu. Nichsei Leich Velevnech. Incidentally, there's a lot of raid that we're skipping over, but I want to get part two of what we talked about yesterday. Zahuda Amalei Ledevisu. If there was a man who told his wife, Nichsei Leich Velevnech, that I want to give my nechasim to you and to my sons. So this was a man who had sons, which meant that when he dies, who was going to yashin him? His sons were going to yashin him. And he goes now and he tells his wife, I want to give my nechasim, not just to my sons, which they're going to get after I die anyways, but I want you and my sons to get it. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said a chiddush. Rav Yosef said, Kansa mechzia, that we have to take what this man said seriously. We have to act upon it. And the way we act upon it is that we give half of his nechasim to his wife, and the other half we give to his sons. Because the way we interpret what he says was, nichsei lech vilivnech, half of nichsei is lech to you, and the other half is going to go to your sons. What would be the alternative way of looking at it? The other way to look at it would have been is that he means to say that even though technically, who are the proper heirs of my nechasim, my sons? Not you. Wife doesn't yarshin. She has tanai ksuba. Almanu nizainis binechsi yisaimim. But she's not a yarish. So maybe all he meant to say was, is that even though you're not one of my sons, I want you to be like one of my sons. So if I have five sons, technically the yarushin should be divided into five. Now it's going to be divided into six. Because my entire Ephraim, I want you to yarshin as well. But yes, it's not the way you interpret it. He didn't mean to just include her as one of his sons. But rather, he meant to give her a full half. Nechsei lech hef v'levnech v'yodef. Amar Rabbi Yosef, no, amin Allah. How do I know that? The Tanya, I learned it from a Brice. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, v'hoi salaron elevanov. It's referring to the lechem apanim. The lechem apanim belongs to Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, and his sons. Mechsa l'Aaron u'mechsa levanov. Aaron gets half, and his sons get half. So what do you see from there? That when the Torah says, Aaron u'vanov, you don't just make Aaron like one of the sons. But rather, Aharon gets half, and Banav gets half. Same thing over here. You don't just make the woman equal to one chelek, make her like one of the sons, but rather, Lech gets half, Ulevnech gets the other half. But the Gemara says, over there, you know why we Rebbe teached, because Aharon bar chalukah, Aharon is anyways a kohen. Does the Torah have to tell me that Aharon is entitled to lechem upon him? Why should Aharon be worse than any other kohen. So if every kohen, Elazar, Isamar, Nadav, Avihu, Pinchas, of all the kohanim, anyway, is getting lachem upon him, why should Aharon not? So you know why the Torah must have singled out Aharon? To give him more than a kohen. Oh, Aharon, you're going to get half. But Isha la bas Yerushahi. But in this case, the Isha, the woman, she's not a bas Yerusha. So it's possible that when the father said that I want my wife to get together with the sons, he didn't mean to give her half. Daya shetitok echem and abonim. Maybe he just meant to say that you should also get. You can't say that when the Torah says Aharon should get lechem upon him, the Torah is saying Aharon should also get lechem upon him. Kengadol is not the chelik barosh. There's no havamina that the kengadol should be worse than the kohen hege. So it's poshut then that when the Torah says that Aharon should get, the Torah is coming to say he gets more than a regular kohen. How so? He gets half. As opposed to a man whose sons yarshin him, not his wife. So it's very possible that when this man says to his wife, I want you to get like my sons, all he means is get a chelik as if she would be a son. So instead of dividing the Yerushim to five, divide it into six. But the Gemara says, Eini. It's still not the case. There was a Maaseh Shoyi in Arda where a man told his wife, I want my nechassim to go over to you and to my sons. And Shmuel, the god of Adar in Arda, Paskin, you give the wife half. But Tferi, the same exact story happened in Tferi, in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Palga, Rabbi Yochanan who lived in Tferi, he was the god of Adar in Eretz Yisrael. He said the same exact Psak Alocha, Vesu, and more. He asked Rabbi Yisrael by Yosef, Rabbi Yosef came home, and he said, I'll tell you a Maaseh that I heard in Eretz Yisrael. I would make clear the Shadabi Malka. There was a crown that had to be fixed. And the Melech wanted to raise the funds from his peoples to finance it, to pay for the reconstruction of the Kalila. And he imposed it on the Abuli, the Astrugi. So the Abuli are the Gvirim, they're the Ashirim, and the Astrugi were the Sarim, they were the ministers. Oh, my Rebbe, the Rebbe said that the Gzera was Abuli and Istarugi. Nesku Abuli, Pagva Starugi Pagva. The way we look at it is, you get half to the Abuli, other half to the Starugi. So what do you see again? The same idea. That being that the Gzera, the edict was half for the Abuli, half for the Istarugi, you're supposed to divide it. So the same thing, a man who says, Nichse Lech for the Vnech, half goes Lech and half goes Vnech. But the Gemara says, Hachi Ash, don't bring me right from that last case. Hossam over there, Mikar, Kavi Kasvi Abuli, Havi Kasvi, Vistarugi, Havi Kasvi, over there had the edict just said that the Gvirim are going to have to pay it. The Sarim would have anyways chipped in. So apparently they used to do each other favors. So regardless, the Istarugi, the Sarim, were going to kick in. And the Melech knew that. He knew the shenanigans that went on in his town. Sahashto, that he made the Kosvi Abuli Vistarugi. Why did he have to include the Istarugi? The Maimon, Hanipalga. Obviously, to say that they shouldn't just chip in, they should have to pay half. So again, you have a similar umdina to like Vahisil Aharon Levanim. Over there, the Melech knew that the Istarugi were going to get involved anyways. If he included the Istarugi, it was probably because he wanted them to pay a bigger share. That's why we interpret it as if each one is supposed to pay half. Masiv Rav Zeira, Imaria, like Mincha. If somebody says, I want to bring a carbon Mincha, Meya Isarin, that's made up of 100 Isarin, Lahavi Bishnei Kalim, and he says, I want to bring it in to Kalim, maybe Shisha Mikliyachad, Barba Mikliyachad. Now, the mincha was made up of flour, oil. The most flour that a carbon mincha could possibly have was shishin isarin. And it's based on the fact that you have to put oil, and the oil has to be roi labila, you have to be able to mish it. And if there's more than shishin isarin of soiless, it would be impossible to mish. So the maximum amount of soiless that a carbon mincha ever had was shishin. So this was the person who said, arayalai mincha, meya isarin. So we know for sure that he's not going to bring one mincha. It's not possible. You can't have 100 isarin in one mincha. So, at the very least, he's going to have to bring two minachas. And he spoke out mefurish. He said that this nedava that I want to bring is lahavi b'shnei kelim. It sounds like he wants it to be two minachas. So how do you divide it? 60. You do the max in one, and 40 in the other one. The Gemara says, Vim hevi chamisha mekliyecha, v'chamisha mekliyecha d'yatza. But the Eved, if you broke it down, 50 and 50, so oichi. But it's only by the Eved that you do 50-50. The Katchil is supposed to be 60-40. You're going to tell me, I got no palgo palgo. But if you're going to tell me that every time a person says Laharinu Levanov Istarugi Vabuli, or he says Lech Velevneich, that you're always supposed to split it 50-50. So says the Gemara, Afilu Katchil Nami. Why don't you say the same thing over here? Why don't you say he wants to clearly bring two menachas again, because it's not possible to bring one. He said two Kalim, divide it 50-50. Why are you dividing it 60-40? There's a methodology to 60-40. You're doing the max in one and whatever's left over in the other. But if there's a svara that his kavana was split it, then here too split it. Do it 50-50. Gemara says, Hachi Hashto, what's the tzushta losim? Over there, non-sadi dai gavi mi karl karpin gol dekomacha. This person clearly wanted to bring a big carbon. Why do you want to bring it with a lot of mincha? How do you know that? Because he said, 100, it's clear he's talking more in the grandiose sense. I want it big. I want 100 isarim. Why did he say two kelim? The other, he knew you can't bring it all in one. So but at the same time, he wants the one to be as big as it could possibly be. Therefore, what we do is we say, take the max. What's the max? 60. And then whatever's left over, that's going to be 40, says the Gemara. So we had a whole shayul over here with Rav Yosef, where Rav Yosef said, Nichse lech v'livnech. We divide it equally amongst the lech and the vnech. We don't just make the woman an equal shutif to her sons, but rather she gets a full half a chelik, says the Gemara. The halacha is like Rav Yosef in three areas in halacha. Whatever Rabbi and Rav Yosef argue, the halacha follows Rabba. But there are three times where the halacha follows Rav Yosef. We have, I think, raid bites on that. Maybe we can dig that up. But the hilchos kavasi to Rav Yosef, besode, inyan, umechza. Ironically, all three of these cases are Masechtas Bava Basra. The last one is the one we just learned. Now, mechza. Halacha follows Rav Yosef. That if somebody says, nichse lech v'lev nech, mechza. We cut it in half. Before we go weiter, we get into the real intense raid, I'll tell you something interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Chashuke Chemed brings an interesting shaila that really happened. This was in the year 2008, Bishnas Tovshin Samach Ches, after the horrible tragedy that took place in Mumbai, India, when the terrorists went into the Chabad house and they killed people, and there was a famous Yosef Moishala that survived. Both of his parents were killed. His parents were the shluchim in Mumbai. So I'll read it to you inside. Shaila. La'acha ha-tabach ha-noira cha'orchu ha-goyim b'Mumbai b'shnas tovshin samaches. V'nehergu sham kam yehudim. Osfu kesva v'yusay me'en. So the Askanim raised money. They put a pashkevil and they raised a lot of money on behalf of the Yisrael. U'mikivan chenikshu kamasi purim b'kesher la'atzalasay shal ha-yelad Moshala. If you remember the Goita, she saved the Moshala. There were a lot of stories surrounding the events of Moshala Shahoyasham, and he became almost like a celebrity overnight. Kaspu Askanim be prospectim, Pashkevillan, I think. Anu Matrinim Avur Moshala, the Yud Dalud Yisoyme Hapigua be Mumbai. That were raising money on behalf of Moshala and the other 14 Yisoymim that survived the Mumbai attacks. After they raised the money, a shayla emerged. How should they divide the money? Should they divide it into 15? There were 15 Yisraelim that they raised money for. Or maybe Moshala is supposed to get a disproportionate amount because it was from Moshala and the 14th. Says Rav Zilberstein, Tshuva. Nema b'msechtes bava basru daf kuf mem gemal malach. Rebbe yoymer, v'hoysa l'harim l'vada mechza, l'harim mechza l'vada. Upirish Rashi, v'chulu v'chulu. The Gemara that we just learned, that half goes to Aharon and half goes to his sons. Why? Because that's what the Torah says. Because the Torah says, v'hoysa loy ula Aharon uvadav. Rav Yosef Paskin, the same exact halacha. That if somebody says, nichse leich, Ulivneich, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef b'mechza, sodin yin mechza. This is the mechza. Half of it ends up going to the lech. You see, you give half to the person that was singled out, and everybody else gets the other half. And then he brings another gemara. Avi Dazar daf Yudam et Beis. Kitiya bar Shalom. He was on death row. They were about to kill him, and he said, "All my nechassim should go to Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov v'yotza Rabbi Akiva v'darash v'ahoyu l'harun u'levanov." He paskin this halacha. Keep himself mechta l'harun u'mechta l'vanov u'pirish Rashi shekemoy b'harun u'vanov kach kach kivat shehishva oisi neged kulam shehiskish milavad lochem magil Rabbi Akiva chatzim etzavos k'tiyeh b'asholam v'lochura says Rav Zilberstein who adim ben yoneinu. The same thing should be over here. Kivat shetarmu l'meishala v'lechaverov magil l'meishala Chatzimat Staka Shegavu Hagabon, stating that, says Rav Zilberstein, there's two reasons why it could be it's not a tushtal. Ulam Yesh Lechalik Ben Hanoisen. He says, number one, the case of a Hoysa Laharon Levanov, there's a real reason why Aharon should have gotten more. Aharon's a Kohen Gadol. So there's a svara behind why we should really be giving Aharon more than his sons. Kohen Gadol is more Kadosh, he has more responsibility. You find that he has a lot of benefits within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. So this would be another benefit. He gets half the lechem upon him. Rabbi Akiva, it made sense why maybe Rabbi Akiva should have gotten more. Why Ktir Bar Sholem's kivun should have been to give more to Rabbi Akiva than to Chaverev. Because Rabbi Akiva was the God of Adar. So it makes sense that that may have been his kavanah. But does it make sense that if somebody gave $180 towards this campaign, that he wanted $90 to go to Moshala, and the other $90 should be divided equally amongst the other 14 Yisraelim? Loved after. He says the reason they used Moshala's name is because people were able to associate with him. It was a gut-wrenching story. It was good for the marketing. He was a celebrity to a certain degree. But not that a person said, you know something, I want Moshala to get Kach, and the other 14 Yisraelim, I don't care as much about them. They should get divided. It's not mistaber that that was the case. So by the Kohen Gadol, yeah, there's a svara. Maybe when a person's giving a gift to his wife, there's a svara. Ketir Bar Sholem gave a gift to Rabbi Akiva, there's a svara. But is there really a svara that somebody wanted to give more to Moshe and to give to the other Yisraelim? Either way, Yitzchak Zilberstein says, you could definitely argue not, and it's for that reason he held that it's going to be different. Additionally, he said another very obvious chilek is that in all these cases that we had in our Gemara, the noisei, the person giving the gift, is the one that said it. The Torah says, Laharu Levan. The man said, Lech Velevnech. Ketir Bar Sholem said, I want my nechassim to go to Rabbi Akiva and to his chaverim. Over here, it was all the marketers, the people that were putting together the Pashkevilim, they were the ones that wrote it. The people giving the tzedakah were just responding to the advertisement. But it's not like the noisein said it. If the noisein said it, if when a person sat down, wrote his $180 check, he said, listen, I'm giving it l'moishala u'liyudal yisayim. Okay, now we have a good sushta. But that wasn't the case. Being that wasn't the case, either way, fascinating how Gushtel Tzu, this well-known, horrible tragedy, to a Gemara right here. Let's do one more Gemara, and then we're going to roll our sleeves up. Says the Gemara, who the shader piski the shrei lebeis. There was a person that sent silk to his family. He said he wants his children to get it. Rav Ami said, haruyin labanim labanim, ruyin labanis labanis. So you open up the box, you take a look at the clothing. If it's men's clothing, the men get it. If it's women's clothing, the women get it. But v'loy, meaning either his sons or his daughters. Fascinating halacha. This is only true if he doesn't have any daughters-in-law. But let's say he has a daughter-in-law. He meant to give it to his daughters-in-law before he meant to give it to his daughters. Say the Rishayim, not because he is being partial towards his daughters-in-law over his daughters, but he's being partial to his sons over his daughters. And if he gives it to his daughters-in-law, his sons are going to be happy. So that was a man's world once upon a time. I'm not sure where this all changed. But once upon a time, this is the way it was. So, but let's say his daughters aren't married yet, then it's pasha, he means his daughters, right? That's what the Rishayna means. Hizicha means his daughters over his daughters in law. Either way. So, yesterday we spoke about the sugya of mezakel ober. We saw it's big machloikis, rafuna, rafsheshes. Ha mezakel ober. If somebody wants to give something to an ober right now, the ober is in the state of being an ober. It's a fetus. Could it be zaycha? Could it not? Now, an ober can't do a maisa kinyan. So obviously, mechanically, the way it's going to play out is that the noisein is going to give it to somebody who's going to be zaycha in it on behalf of the Uber. Zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanim. I schiyam itam shlichos v'en shlichos akata and ayin toysviz ksubis dafir alef am an alef. The bottom line is, with zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanim, could somebody be zoich in something on behalf of an Uber? Or could somebody not be zoich on something on behalf of an Uber? So we saw yesterday, it's a big machloikis ha'meiram, and the Gemara seemed to come out, the hilchasa, that the halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch is ha'mezaka l'uber loikana, and in fact that is the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Mechira Perek Chapez Halacha Yud says va'mezaka l'uber loikana. We mentioned yesterday that the Lechem Mishnah and the Ksei Sachosh and Simin Reish Tes as well ask from another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin says, and the Lashon HaRambam is critical. Vim ha'oimel l'chaveira, if somebody goes over to his friend and says, "Im yolde ishtchen akevo." One day, if your wife ever becomes pregnant and has a child, harei mukadeshesli. I want to marry this child, assuming it's a girl. Loyom aklum. It's nothing. Vim hoyse ishes chaver muberes. If, however, right now when this man said this, this wife was pregnant, the hooker uber, and you were able to recognize the child, hareza mukadeshes. The kedushin is chal. Then the Rambam says, "V'yirli shetzorich lachsev lekadosh esmevia." that after the child's born, you should do another kedushin, kedusha yachnis oisa bekedushin she'im bam doifi, to make it a really good kedushin. But the bottom line is, the Rambam clearly says, v'm hoisa eishes chaverim uberes, v'hukar ha'uber harezim bekudeshes. It sounds like from the Rambam that an uber can get married. Frek the lechem mishnah, frek the ktsois, the gedoyle gedoyle achroinim. On the one hand, the Rambam paskins and Perachav Beis Hilchos Mechira Hamazakel Uber Loikana. An Uber can't be a Zoich, and here you see that an Uber can even get married. That if someone's Mekadosh an Uber, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Yesterday we mentioned that Reb Shloime Eger, in a tshuva to his father, Beshulei Hamichta, printed in Shailos Tshuvas Reb Kiveger Simon Kufayin, asked his father Reb Kiveger another kasha. He asked him a kasha from the Rambam and Hilchos Avodim. The Rambam we did discuss is a man that had a Shifcha Kenanis who was pregnant. So he owns the Shifcha, he also owns the Uber, the child that the Shifcha is carrying. If a man goes over to this Shifcha and says, Harei at Shifcha, you, I want to remain a Shifcha, I'm not freeing you, but Uvlotcha ben Chayim, the Uber that you're carrying, I want her to be a ben Chayim. The reason is, because Uber Yerechim, right, we look at the Uber as being part of the Shifcha. The halach is, if someone's Meshachr, a Chatzi Ever, a Chatzi Shifcha, the Shichr is not a Shichr. So by freeing the Uber and not freeing the mother, essentially what you're doing is, you're being Meshachr, a Chatzi Ever. You can't be Meshachr, a Chatzi Ever. Frek, Reb Shloime Eger, just like you can't be Meshachr, a Chatzi Ever, a Chatzi Shifcha, you also can't be Mekadish, a Chatzi Ever. So if the Rambam paskin the Perek Zayin Halacha Hey that Uber Yerachimoy, that an Uber klapi its mother is viewed as a chatzi isha, then how could the Rambam say that if somebody goes over to an ish that's carrying a child and says that I want to be mekadosh you the Uber the kedushin chal luchayr it's a chatzi isha, and just like you can't be meshachar an Uber because you be meshachar chatzi isha, luchayr you shouldn't be able to be mekadosh Uber either because you be mekadosh a chatzi isha. So Shloim Eger said a davar nifla. He said that although it's true that you can't be Mekadosh Achatzi Isha, but there's one exception to the rule. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perek Dal Halacha Dezayin says that if there's a woman who's a Chetzio Shifcha, Chetzio Bas Chayrin, and someone is Mekadosh her, says the Rambam, Eina Mekudesh is Kedushin Gemburin, she's not Niskadesh, but a Kedushin it is. Meaning, you could be Mekadosh this woman. Why could you be Mekadosh this woman? Ay, it's a Chatzi Isha. The Teretz is, based on a sugya again, in Gittin Daphim, Gimel Amin Aleph, because the only time there's a real chesaron of being Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, that's if you're shy of Bikinyonin. I could have been Mekadosh 100%, I was only Mekadosh 50%. That's a problem. But let's say you can't be Mekadosh more than 50%, and you're Mekadosh 50%. As long as you're Mekadosh everything that you could be Mekadosh, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin, only 50% is possible to be Mekadosh. You can't be Mekadosh a Shifcha. So the only part of this woman that you can be Mekadosh is the Chetzi Bas Chayrin. Being that the only part of this woman you can be Mekadosh is the Chetzi Bas Chayrin, and you are Mekadosh the Chetzi Bas Chayrin, Leishai B'Kinyonai, if you are Leishai B'Kinyonai, it's for that reason the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Says Reb Shloim Eger, the same thing over here. If someone goes over to Tenacious Ish and says, I want to be Mekadosh the Uber that you're carrying, if we find out later she was a girl, I want the Kedushin to be Chal. Frick, Reb Shloim Eger, it's a Chetzi Isha, because Uber Yerechimai. You're Mekadosh the Uber, not the mother. Yeah, it's true. But you can't be Mekadosh the mother. Why can't you be Mekadosh the mother? Because she's an Eishes Ish. So it comes out, only half of this Isha can you be Mekadosh. And that half, you are Mekadosh. So it was Leishayah B'Kinyoni. Oh, if it was Leishayah B'Kinyoni, that's why Kedushin is going to be Chal. And it says, Reb Shlomi Eger, it's beautiful then why the Rambam feared Ois, V'yir Elisha Tzorech Lachzor L'Kadosh Oysa. The Rambam said that after the baby's born, be Mekadosh her again. You know why? It's the Rambam L'Shitasoi. Because the Rambam said, by a Chetzi Yeshifcha Chetzi Bas Chayrim, where there's a leishayir bekinyonoi on a chatzi ishos ain't a mikudeshes kedusha gemurin. Meaning it's chal kedusha, but it's not kedusha gemurin. So over there, when is the kedusha gemurin in effect? After the chetzi shifcha is free. Over here, when's the kedusha gemurin going to be in effect? When the child is going to be born, and that's why you're going to have to do a kedusha all over again when the child is born. But the bottom line is that it's not a problem of chatzi isha based on the fact that you were leishayir bekinyonoi. So we mentioned Reb Kiveger in the tshuva and Siman Kufayin Aleph. First, he speaks beautifully about his son Reb Shloime Eger. We went through his Lashoni Azov yesterday, and then he tells Reb Shloime Eger that number one, I can nitpick a little bit on some of the things that you said. It's kedai to go through the tshuva, but in terms of his ikur havon in the Rambam, he says, Bini, I don't agree with you. Your kasha was predicated on you understanding that when the Rambam says v'mhoisa ishas chaver muberes v'kar uba reizim mekudeshes, it means that the kedushin is going to be chal right now, right this second, while the child is still a fetus. So, okay, it's not what the Rambam ever meant. The Rambam never said that. Avadi, you can't be Mekadosh. How can you be Mekadosh an Uber? And you're right. Maybe there's even a chesaron of Chatzi Isha. It doesn't make sense. The kedusha can't be chal right now, but Uda Meuberes. What the Rambam means is that this man told this woman or told the father, I want to be Mekadosh your wife's Uber, the kishet teilet, when the child is going to be born. And that's already different, because then when's the kedushin going to be chal? When the child is yotzal aver olam. And at that point, it's not going to be a chatz ish anymore. That's all the Rambam meant. And a chenami, b'idem uberes, it would never be able to work. But what the Rambam means, it's going to work later. Oh, it's going to be chal later, then there's no. In other words, we have a yusidi, a fundamental machlokes between Reb Shloimeh Eger and Reb Kiva Eger. We went through this more in detail yesterday. How to understand the Rambam. When the Rambam says, v'mhoisa ishas chaverim uberes, v'hukar uber arezim ukadeshas, did the Rambam mean to say the Kedushin is going to be chal right now when she's a uberes? That was Reb Shloimeh Eger's understanding. That's why he was bothered. It's a chatz ish. Or does it mean that the Kiddush will be chal when the baby is going to be born? That's the way Reb Kiva Eger understood it. That's what Reb Kiva Eger said. It's poshut. It's not a tzushtel to the Rabbi Melechus Avodim, because the Kiddush is not going to be chal while this Uber is an Uber. The Kiddush is going to be chal after that. And then Reb Kiva Eger tells Reb Shloimeh Eger, by the way, what I'm telling you is really a mefurish Aran. It's Aran in Masechtas Kiddushin in the third parak. So it's a mefurish Aran. Says Reb Kiva Eger, I know what you're going to tell me back. You're going to respond to me, although you have a Mefurish Aran that says that the Rambam meant the Kedushin should be Chal after the baby's born, but I have a Mefurish in Muki Yosef, and I have a Mefurish in Magid Mishnah that says that the Kedushin should be Chal right now, or that's what the Rambam meant, that the Kedushin is going to be Chal right now. So don't tell me the Ran, because I'm going to tell you Muki Yosef, Magid Mishnah. But Reb Kiva Eger says the Muki Yosef, Magid Mishnah is very schwer. It's very hard for me to work with the Muki Yosef and the Magid Mishnah. We mentioned yesterday that in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel it's printed that Reb Shloimeh Eger taka wrote back to his father that if you would see Mike Sovim, my yellow notebook, you would see, it says it beforeish. It says very, very clearly that I'm making my pshat totally in a machlokes Magid Mishnah and Muki Yosef on the one side and the Ran on the other. So who is this Muki Yosef and Magid Mishnah? This Muki Yosef and Magid Mishnah that seems to say mefurish that what the Rambam meant was is that the Kedushin should be chal ba'oida me'uberes. It's based on a sugya Masechtas Yevamos. A little bit of first seder. So we're all familiar with the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. Chamesh esrei noshim poitroi tzoreseyim v'soreh tzoreseyim min achalitzim na'yibum. Again, how does Yibum set up? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies without children. Reuven's almana now is zokuk to Shimon. Shimon has a mitzvah to do either Yibum or chalitz. In the event that Reuven's wife was an erva to Shimon, she was Shimon's daughter, Shimon's sister, etc., etc. So Shimon can't marry her. He can't do Yibum. So the halacha is, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitz. Not just that. If Reuven had two wives, and then he died, and one of the wives was an Erva to Shimon, so being that Shimon can't do Yibum v'chalitz to the Erva, the halacha is that the other wife, the Tzara's Erva, doesn't have Yibum v'chalitz as well. The Mishnah discusses a case where Reuven had two wives, one of them was an Erva, but the Erva didn't meet one. The Erva was only married midirabanan. A woman who's married midirabanan could do miyun. She could decide one day, I'm not interested in staying married anymore. She doesn't need a get. She could walk out of her marriage. One of them did miyun. Says the Mishnah, miyun is oikir the ishus l'mafreya. So when a woman does miyun, it comes out, she was never really married. So if the Erva would do miyun to Reuven, it would come out she was never married to Reuven. So that the other wife was not a tzara's Erva. Because even though once upon a time, she was a tzara to an Erva, to Reuven, but now that the Erva did Miyun, it comes out L'mafreya, she wasn't. So if L'mafreya, she was never married, the Erva, the Tzara was never a Tzara's Erva, so that's, would therefore negate the halacha of Tzara's Erva. So the Mishnah says as follows, that there are 15 arayas that impact the halachas of Yibum, that impact the halachas of Tzara's Erva. But this last clause, that if the Erva would do Yibum, would do Miyun, it would L'mafreya knock out Tzara's Erva, doesn't apply to all 15 arayas. There are three arayas mentioned in the Mishnah that it can't work for. And that is Chamoisoi, Eim Chamoisoi, and Eim Chomov. You know why? So let's talk about Chamoisoi. Because it's not possible to be a Shviger and to do Miyun. It can't be. Because in order to do Miyun, you have to be a Ktana. And in order to be a Shviger, you have to be a Gdoila. Maybe not. Maybe this girl's 11 years old, she had a baby, so she's a shviger, and she's still a ktana, she didn't turn 12 yet. Says the Gemara, because bonim is kisimonim. When does a girl become a gdol? Not when she turns 12. When she brings shtei sires. The reason we always associate it with 12 is because of chazaka derava. If she's 12, she has two sires. But really, if you knew for sure that she had real sires before she was 12, that halacha, she would become a gedolah before she's 12. The minute she has children, bonim is like simonim. It's like shtei sires. So if you're a shvigah, by definition, you're a gedolah. If you're a gedolah, it's not possible to meet. Freik de magen mishnah. Freik de amukhi yosef. This is where we bring it back to our sugya. According to the Rambam, that you can be mekadesh and ober. If it's possible to be mekadesh and ober, I have a chetimtso where a ketana could be a shvigah. You know how? There was a woman that was carrying a baby. Baby wasn't born yet. She's a ketana. She's 11 years old. She's carrying a baby. And somebody went and was mekadesh the ober. So the kedushin, according to the Rambam, is chal. If the kedushin, according to the Rambam, is chal, it comes out the mother's a shvigar. And now the mother went ahead and married Reuven, worked it out in the Yavama's case. But the bottom line is, you could be a shvigar and be a ketana. Why can't a shvigar be a ketana? Because the moment she has a child, when she becomes the shvigar, she's already a gdaila. It's not possible because banim is kisimanim. So the assumption is, how else did it work? But if you can be mekadesh and upper, this could all take place before the child was actually born. You don't need the child to be born. So if it's possible for this to happen without the child being born, which is the Rambam Shita, so then why does the Gemara say, le'matzinu chamaisin amenes? So freikten muki yosef and freikten magen mishnah, that according to the Rambam, I have a hechatimsa where chamaisin would be mamenes. But Al Kopana, what do you see from here? Says Rav Shloime Eger, says Rav Kiv Eger, that how did these Gedolei Rishonim understand the Rambam? They understood the Rambam that the Kedushin is going to be Chal while the Uber is still an Uber. Because if the Kedushin is first going to be Chal later, then you didn't accomplish anything. Then right, you have the Bonim, and Bonim is Kisim Bonim. Elamai, you see from here that the Kedushin is going to be Chal when? While she is still a Uber. Now, as it relates to the Ikka Kasha, the Mukha Yosef, the Chura, according to the Rambam, you can be Mekadesh and Uber. So if someone's Mekadesh and Uber, the mother that's carrying the Uber is a Shviger, she's a Chamoisai. She could still be a Ketana, because if she's less than 12 years old, the child wasn't born yet, you don't have the Banim Kisimanim. So you can figure out a case where you can have a Shviger that's a Ketana, it's possible to have Chamoisim Amenes. Why does the Mishnah say there's no Chamoisim Amenes? So you do a Reb Chaim Briska, and Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam said a Moir Digitarets. He said that it's true the Rambam said, the way the Mukhi Yosef of the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam, that it's possible to be Mekadosh and Uber. However, the Kedushin that's going to be Chal with this Uber is different than an ordinary Kedushin. Ordinarily, Kedushin begets Dinei Ishos. So when you marry somebody, Haret Mukhidash Asli, so now there's an Ishos that's Chal, and Ishos has a bunch of halachas, Usurei Erva, etc., etc. Said Reb Chaim, although the Rambam was Mekadosh, that it's Chal Kedushin on an Uber, but Ishos is not going to be Chal. Reb Chaim bifurcated. He said, Kedushin, yeah, but Ishus not. Meaning, ordinarily, when you do the Maisa Kinyan of a Isha Niknes, it begets laws of Ishus. Reb Chaim said, Ishus is not possible on an Uber. Can't be married in the married sense to an Uber. You could acquire an Uber. You could own the Uber like you could own a Shar v'chamar. So in the Isha Niknes sense, it's possible to have some sort of Chalois Kinyan, some sort of Chalois Kedushin on this Uber. But to take it to the level of Ishus, then not. Said Reb Chaim, if that's the case, it's true that the Rambam said this Kedushin by an Uber, but Ishus not. If there's no Ishus, there's no Arayas. If there's no Arayas, there's no Chamoisai. So it's right, they're not going to be possible Chamoisim Amenes. Because the Chamoisim Amenes of the Mishnah Masech Tzivamis is predicated not just on the Mitzius of Shviger, on the Erva of Shviger. That's the halacha of Chamoisai Sri Nashim, Poitrus Tzor Yisem, Vitzor Tzor Yisem, and Chalitim and Yibim, that if an Erva and its Tzor falls to Yibim, so there's no Yibim. That's because there's a Chalois Erva. But the only time you have a chalos erva is if there's ishus. There's no ishus at Reb Chaim on an Uber. I this kedushin. Kedushin, yeah, ishus not. Now I'm going to tell you something interesting. This precedence for this. Reb Chaim didn't make this up. This precedence for a kedushin without an ishus. You know what the precedence is? It's the shivcha charufa. Who's the shivcha charufa? I'm going to try to make this as confusing as possible. A shivcha charufa is a married woman. Where the halacha is that if somebody is mizana with her, instead of being chayiv chenek, which someone's ordinarily chayiv, if he's boil anashas ish, over here you bring a carbon asham. Tasham shivcha charufa. There are five people that bring a carbon asham. One of them is someone that's boil shivcha charufa. It's called Hashem shivcha charufa. So who is the shivcha charufa? She's a married woman. Why is there no chenek? Why is there carbon asham? It says machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael throughout Shas. Rabbi Kiva Shita is, and that's how the Rambam paskins, a shivcha charufa is a chetzio shivcha, chetzio baschoire. who got married to him. Now, a man who marries a chetzi shifcha chetzi bas chayrim can't really act as a husband, because it's going to be an iser bia, for example, because she's a chetzi shifcha. You know where it's negay? Neved Ivri. And Neved Ivri is allowed to marry a shifcha kananis. He's also allowed to marry a bas chayrim. So Neved Ivri that married kedas moshe v'yisrael, a chetzi shifcha chetzi bas chayrim. There's an ishos. If someone now would be mezana with this woman, the halach is you wouldn't be chayiv chenek. You'd only have to bring a korban asha. What's the pshat? So pashat, it sounds like you have over here an ishos. You have a marriage. There's a kedushin. The kedushin is chal. The Rambam's called it a kedushin. But at the same time, you don't have the laws of eshes ish. Meaning, there seems to be a kedushin without an ishos. Now I'm going to tell you something very ridiculous. The Pnei Yeshua on that. One of the sugyas in Shas, where the Gemara talks about the Shivcha Charufa, Masecht is Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amen Aleph, asks a Gevaldig Akasha, and just one more halacha, Masecht is Yivamas. The Mishnah says in Perek Garba Achim, it says in the Torah, if you have two brothers, one of them dies without children, Umes, Echad Mehem, Yivama Yava Yola. Says the Gemara, it says only if one of the brothers die, do you have Yibam. But if there would be two brothers that died, Zika Shnei Yivamin, there would be no mitzvah of Yibam. So if it was possible for a woman, to fully yibum machmas two brothers, there would be no yibum at all. Because it's halacha that zikas yavam echad, not zikas beis yavam. But the Gemara says that I don't have a good case for this. That's a jerusha that a Mishnah brings. But at the same time, we don't have a good case. The Gemara comes up with a case to Rabbanan. The case is there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died without children. Shimon did maimer. And then Shimon died without children. And now she falls to Levi. So she's falling now to Levi because of two brothers. She was married to Reuven and she was married to Shimon. That's a case of Zika Shnei Yevam. She fell because of two brothers. But it's not a perfect case because we paskin, Basil, Maimir doesn't really work Midei Raisa. So she only fell Midei Raisa Machmas one brother. She didn't fall Midei Raisa Machmas two brothers. So the Gemara says it's elusive. I don't know. I don't know. The elusive Zikas Beis Yevamim, the elusive Eishes Beis Mason. Midday writes something more, said, I cannot come up with a case how it's ever going to be possible for a woman to fall in Yibam Machmas. Zok de Pnei Yeshua, I got it. I figured it out. I was poised to the Chida. I unraveled the enigma, the mystery. I got it. How's it possible? Yeah, the Shivcha Charufa, she's a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Baschayrin. She got married to an Eved Ivri, let's call him. His brother's also an Eved Ivri. He now goes, while she's an Eishes Ish, and he also marries her. So to Pnei Yeshua, I think the Kedusha was Chal. You're going to tell me, you're crazy? She's married. She's an Eishes Ish. How could the Kedusha be Chal? So to Pnei Yeshua, why is Kedusha not Toifus Eishes Ish? Because she's an Erva. Kedusha can't be Toifus by an Erva. You can't be Mekadesh an Erva. It's not possible. Freak the Pnei Yeshua, but this Shivcha Charufa is not an Erva. For her Raya, if someone's boiled this Shivcha Charufa, what's the halacha going to be? You're being a Karban Hashem. You're not going to be Chayiv Misa. You're not going to be Chayiv Chenek. Zoysoy Meres, she's not really an Erva. If she's not an Erva, why shouldn't Kedusha be Toifus? The only reason Kedusha is not Toifus by Raya is it's a Sugya Arucha Masachtas Kedusha. The Gemara learns that from Akesha Rabbi Yoyin because she's an Erva. But if you're telling me a Shivcha Charufa doesn't have Chenek, what is she? Bring a Norasham. You have a case of marriage without the ishus, there's no ishus ish. That means there's no ever. Kedusha should be chal. So zok the Pnei Yeshua, I have the ishus based mason. I figured it out. Boom. You had a chetz yeshivcha chetz baschayrim. Somebody was mekadosh, and then his brother was also mekadosh. So now she's married to two brothers, and they both died. Both kedusha achal mudei raisa lachayr. There should be yibum. As I freak the Pnei Yeshua, zok the Pnei Yeshua, you have to say a teretz nifla. You have to say that it's true. That the chetz yeshivcha chetz baschayrin, when she's married to the Eved Ivri or whomever, there's no real ishus midei raisa. She's not an ishus ish. There's no erva of ishus ish. But she still can't get married to somebody else because of isha nikness. And when a woman gets married, she is in the possession of her husband. Her husband owns her yad, and therefore it's not possible for her to get married. But the Yeshua said that without the erva, a married woman would never be able to accept kedushin from somebody else because she's married to somebody else. So if she's married to somebody else, she doesn't have yad to be makabel kedushin. Freik davnu b'lumim simin mem dalad dalad. We have to do this 100 miles an hour. Freak davin the woman sending them dalid dalid. Vinela mi menu asugi the parakah omer. It's a beautiful play Yeshua, but it's connected to sugya because it's a whole sugya kedushin samach zayinam at beis where the Gemara goes in detail. How do you know an eishes ish can't get married? Maybe a woman can marry two men. A man can marry two women. How do you know a woman can marry two men? And the Gemara comes out at the end of the day. It's hakesha de Rabbi Yoina. You can't marry an achis isha. Achis isha is an erva. Eishes ish is also an erva. When makish all that rayas ladodi, you can't marry an eishes ish because she's an erva. At the end of the day, it's learned out from the Kesha de Rabbi Yoina. So if you have a married woman who's not an erva, it's a sugya arucha, says the Abni Meluim Dimkein. I'll read it to you. Punchline. Shivcha Charufa. She ain't a Ella Ba'ashan. For like Hukshu Bechlal Arayas. Kedushin Kaifsimba. Vizet Bar. Says, I disagree with you, Pnei Yeshua. It's Pashit. If a Shivcha Charufa is married and someone else goes over to the Shivcha Charufa and says, I remember Gadash, he could marry her. Pnei Yeshua said, although there's no Erev of Eshes Eish, but she still has no Yad to be Makabal Kedushin. Zokta Abni Meluim. I disagree. There's no such thing that, yeah, no, the only reason an atheist can't marry is because she's an atheist. Because she's, if she's not an Erva, she would be a I, if an atheist was cash. You have atheist based mason, sucked avni meluim, mosu kidvash. He says, it's true, an shivcha charufa is not an atheist. But no one ever said she's not an atheist. No one says she's not an Eshesach. Ein lo chaba el chidusha. The Torah was mafkir from the parish of Eshesish. If someone's mezana with an Eshesish, chef. If someone's mezana with an achivcha charufa, osha. That means she's not an Eshesish. It doesn't mean there's no ishav bechlal. No one said that. So as it relates to a random person marrying her after she got married already, Chaim Yankel walks in, he says, I remember Gadash, I'll say, okay, it could be chal. Why shouldn't it be chal? Because she's an Eshesish. There's no Eshesish. But if the person who's married to his brother wants to be Mekadosher, he has two reasons he can't marry her. Number one, she's an Eshesish. Number two, she's an Eshesach. The Torah never said a Shivcha Charufa is Mufka from Eshesach. Eshesish, yeah, Eshesach not. As it relates to Yibum, you need not just for her to be married to two men, for her to be married to two brothers. Otherwise, there's no Yibum. So two brothers that you can't have, because it's true there's no Eshes Ish, but there is going to be Eshes Ach. Al Kaponim, what comes out from this Avni Meluim and Pnei Yeshua is a Gevaldige Machlokes. If you have a woman that's married, but for whatever reason there's no Eshes Ish, could she get married to another man, or could she not get married to another man? She could get married to another man, or she can't get married to, according to the Pnei Yeshua, she can't, because even if there's no Eshes Ish, once she's married, her Isha Niknis, she has no Yad. Gufa konui labailo. So she doesn't own herself. You need to be a bailo boss to be able to be makabel kedushin. She doesn't own herself in order to be makabel kedushin. So it's not something that's going to be possible. According to the Avni Meluim, it's not true. The Avni Meluim says vizet bar. It's not true. If you had a case of a married woman who's not an Eishes Ish, kedushin, yeah, Eishes not, she would be able to accept kedushin from somebody else. Do we have a case of a woman who's married be kedushin but has no Eishes? Yeah. Chaim's Uber. Reb Chaim said to answer the Mugi Yosef's kasha, why does no Chamoisem Amenes said that even though the Rambam said that it's Shaykh Kedusha Mayin Uber, and Reb Shloim Eger in the Tshuva to his father, Reb Kivek, and the Mugi Yosef, the Magamish understood that the Kedusha is going to be Chabay the Muberes, you see the Kedusha's Chal, and still there's no Ishus, there's no Erva, there's no Chamoisem, what's going on? So Reb Chaim said, oh, I have an example of a Kiddushin without an Ishus. What would be the halach if somebody else now wants to be Mekadosh this Uber? Would the Kiddushin be Chal or would it not be Chal? I think it would be totally in this Machloikis, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avni Meluim. According to the Pnei Yeshua, once she's Konoi, even though all you have is the Kinyan without the Ishus, she can't get married to somebody else. However, according to the Avni Meluim, could be she would be able to get married to somebody else. There's another piece we need to speak out, but we're going to leave that in Mitzvah for tomorrow.